About 10 minutes into the 9 o'clock hour on this Wednesday morning. Welcome back live into the Lightning 100 studio. Jason and Adam with you. And as promised, we are joined once again by Devin Gilfillian. Welcome back to the studio, man.
What's up, Jason? What's
so
up,
Adam? Great to see you,
Devin,
guys.
Devin knows our names. It makes us feel so good. Just like that speaking voice is so pleasant to hear my own name said by it is a real win for
Y'all
me on
famous,
this Wednesday.
Man. What you know?
What you Devin about? Gilfillian. Who are you talking to? All right, so Devin Gilfillian, you are busy dude. Today is release day. Get Ooh. Out and get it. It get is out, in the it, wild. Baby. It hit at midnight. Did you stay up until midnight?
Oh, yeah. We were up packing merch and listening to the tune and getting ready to hit the road today. You know, it was, yes.
So
was
today starts this run, too, with Brothers Osborne. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Tomorrow's our first show with them in New Orleans.
Bunch of sold out nice. Dates as well. So you're on Crazy. A fun streak. You also just traveled to Africa, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And it wasn't just to buy Puma gear.
No, it was not just to buy Puma gear.
Because you guys are looking fresh. The whole band is looking amazing. We got Small. We got Taylor. What's your name again, buddy?
Carson.
I'm sorry. I was going to say John Deacon because it's a bunch of Queen band member names. All right. So Devin Gilfillian, though, back to the task at hand. Yes. I want to know, what was happening in Africa? What were you up to?
Man, we wanted to hunt down the inspiration for this song, Get Out and Get It. And we took a trip over there and got to just meet locals, collaborate with local artists and local musicians. Got to just like taste all the foods. Like we went into this little neighborhood called Yeovil and this amazing chef Sansa prepared this like giant African cuisine, all this African cuisine for us. And we got to just like kind of experience some really cool culture over there.
How nice. Much do you think? So, like, you did this, you worked on the song there, it sounds like, as well. Is that part of it?
No,
or you
no.
just drew inspiration from it for the song?
Drew inspiration for sure.
I was
sure.
gonna say, what's it like working on a song there? Man, you got your whole mobile rig, man. I suppose. Devin Gilfillian, are you somebody? So, like, as this song is out in the wild, when you have a new tune that you've been looking forward to or a new record from an artist, how do you like to consume it the first listen? Do you have a particular method for this, Devin?
You know, that's a great idea. You know, usually I'll probably just go to Apple Music or something like that, you know. I mean, of course ideally like I'd love to just buy their record.
There you go.
And buy their vinyl and put it on a record player, you know, and listen to it, but if it's a single, I guess there's not a whole vinyl yet.
When you inevitably are holding your own vinyl record, are you going to lose your mind?
Oh my God. I cannot wait. Like that's what I'm living for is getting all the songs on the vinyl record.
And I can't imagine it's too far away when we got things like Come Out and Get It out in the wild today. Do you have a live version that you could grace us with, fellas?
Absolutely.
Did you dream it up last night right after the song dropped?
I did. And speaking of vinyl records, actually, we actually... For the record process, we took all the songs and printed them onto a vinyl record. We recorded them to tape and then put them onto vinyl.
Whoa.
And then into the digital world. We took
Whoa.
Them and put them into Pro Tools. So just a little sneak peek into the process of the actually recording the song.
You're doing like Analog to the Fourth Power or something is what you're doing. This is more analog than analog. Okay, impressive. Very cool.
It was wild.
Did you watch it happen? Did you watch it go from tape to a vinyl? They cut it right to the acetate.
I wish I got to watch, but
you're
I did.
Busy playing shows. That's Smaltz's job. You got to go run the business part of it. Somebody's got to hold. No, it's probably these guys. No. All right, so we're so stoked to be kind of on this jet that's heading into success land with Devin Gilfillian and the crew. Get out and get it. The live version. Are we ready, fellas?
Yes.
All right. We got Devin Gilfillian on release day on Lightning 100.
All right. One, two, ready.
Got an eye on the highest mountain, mansion on a golden fountain, lie on Egyptian cotton, oh yeah. You want love that keeps on giving, a life that keeps you living, not gonna run from new beginnings, oh no. Stop asking who's gonna light the fire. Stop asking who's gonna take you higher. Oh yeah.
Get out and get it. Get out and get it. Get out and get it. Get out and get it.
No time to cry when you're bruised and battered. sweat and bleed for the things that matter. Oh yeah. You can hide in a dirty mirror, but the truth will be no clearer. Dust it off and take a good look at yourself. Stop asking who's gonna light the fire. Stop asking who's gonna take it higher. Oh yeah. Get out and get it. 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 It ain't coming to you. Get out and get it. 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 Stop asking who. Yeah. Stop asking who. Stop asking who's gonna light the fire. Stop asking who's gonna take it higher. Oh yeah.
Thank you, baby.
Woo. La 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 dee. La 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 dee, la la la, la 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 la, la 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 la,
two,
la 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 dee, la la la, la 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 la, la 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 la.
Lightning 100, it's Devin Gilfillian with the new release just dropped midnight today, I guess. Get out and get it. And that is my advice to you. Do that. Oh, my goodness. See, you set radio up people up perfectly with that song title, Devin. And I know that wasn't an accident. Very aware person right here. Dude, sounding incredible
yes,
this AM.
Yeah.
Also, the whole crew singing like gangbusters. You guys do vocal practices, not to be a total nerd, but I want to know because it sounds like it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh,
it's working.
Absolutely.
It's very
absolutely.
Effective. When you go, like, when you guys are getting down to brass tacks and you're working on songs or whatever, is it work or is it fun or is it somewhere in between? What's it like to you, Devin?
It's definitely in between,
okay.
You know, like, I feel like we visualize it as you know, once we get the work out of the way and the practice and we have it, like, we feel it, we got it.
Yeah.
Then we can, like, start having all the fun.
Yeah, well,
it's still fun during, I have fun and I like to bust on Carson sometimes.
Oh really?
Taylor and John.
Carson. Is that why you're wearing the orange hat to just say like I'm a hunter, please don't shoot at me, Devin, with your goofy gaffs? I see what you're up to. Okay, cool. This is the band dynamic and we're all part of it now, Nashville. All right, Devin Gilfillian, man, sounding excellent this AM. You have been on an incredible stretch. I will see just randomly like on Instagram the day after some unbelievable thing. You were hanging out with Mavis Staples. At a point, right? Or
oh
singing
God.
With her.
Yes.
You lost your mind. Like, what was it like, though? Can you even process it, or does it feel real when it's happening?
That show was amazing.
Okay.
I mean, that was, we got to open for Mavis, and that was, we were the first African Americans to play in that theater in Lynchburg,
really?
Virginia.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So
oh
that was a special, really special show in that sense. And then, I mean, I got to get on stage and sing I'll Take You There with Mavis, sing background vocals for her, and I, like, I just about died.
If you openly
like, yep.
wept through the whole song, you'd be forgiven,
totally
man.
Totally understood,
fair
right?
Fair play.
I ran out to, when she called me out stage on the stage, I ran out like a little boy, like running out to Santa Claus.
I mean, so yeah, you were probably geeked up just watching the show at side stage, right?
So geeked.
And to be called up, my goodness, you'd be walking 10 feet off of Beale like that. Was that Mark Combs? That's a weird reference. Okay. But you got it. Thank you for going on this. So your music to me has a warmth to it and a kindness and an openness that I feel like reflects you as a person. Do you like, is that something that you're drawn to with other artists where like you think they as a person are like their music? Does that make any sense? I know that's weird to ask you, but you are the dude. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Absolutely. I mean, I feel like I just like we were talking about Anderson .Paak earlier,
yeah.
You know, like I feel like he's got this in his music, there's so much like motivation,
yeah,
and you know, so much push to be better, and you know, there's a lot of like, you know, macho stuff too, but
true,
then, but
true.
Then you watch interviews with him and you can see how humble and kind he is, and for me, I definitely gravitate towards art, listening to music and artists that I know the people, the artists are good people.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see that. I can kind of feel that through their music,
mm-hmm.
through that honesty. And, mm-hmm. and also, sometimes I'll watch an interview and be like, are they actually good people? Or, okay.
Yeah, it does matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? At least to me, you know? Right, so I'm glad you're a good dude. Devin Gilfillian. And the rest of your band, not too shabby either. All right. So I figure that's good enough. You're also playing the Pilgrimage Festival. We saw that. Did you see that, Jay?
Yes. In fact, I think that might be the last time I saw you.
Last year?
You were there last year or the year before?
Well, the year before, because last year got rained out, unfortunately.
Well, I was there for that first day and actually was off-site the second day. But I do remember seeing you back there. It's usually when we bump into each other. It's like,
yeah.
You know, festival, we're live on the green or something like that.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Great to have you back here in studio. The Noon Tune, again, drops today, and got the live version here. Do you guys have it in you to play another song? I know it's kind of early. You guys usually up at 9 o'clock in the morning or what, man? All right. That's what I thought I would get as an answer from Devin Gilfillian, the voice. Come on.
Oh, man. So this is another one. Is this going to be on the record? Are you even at liberty to say?
It is.
Did you sign an NDA with yourself?
Sorry, I plead the fifth.
Okay. This is called The Good Life. So you're going to play this one solo. Vocal acoustic, it sounds like. Is that fair, boys? All right.
Yeah.
Do you want to give us a rambling intro with all the details about the song and where you wrote it and what you were drinking?
Absolutely.
Okay, yes.
I was sober when I wrote this song.
Okay, what up,
you know?
Devin? Yeah.
I wrote this song about trying to understand people that are coming from a different culture, race, ethnicity, background, you know, just kind of, it's about putting yourself in those people's shoes. You know, everyone's got a different struggle. And I think the more we try to understand people who are different than us, then the more we'll empathize and love and spread that love, you know?
Man,
that's
a message that matters right now. Doing it live here on Lightning 100. We've got Devin Gilfillian with The Good Life.
I remember yesterday, trouble was so far away, making castles in the sand. Everyone a different shade, but everybody was the same when the lion kissed the lamb. So it seems, in my dreams, may it be, I'm talking about that good life. I can see all the colors show us what it really means to be beautiful. Remember when the violence stopped and all the doors are left unlocked? And the stranger was your brother. Remember when the bank got sold and everybody took their gold and everybody helped each other? So it seems, in my dreams, may it be, I'm talking about that good life. I can see all the colors show us what it really means to be beautiful. I'm talking about that good life where we all have peace. We don't shut our doors and tear them all to leave, 'cause they're beautiful. Whoa. Oh, come on. We gotta act, love attack. Take your mind back in time. Rewind to Eden, where we can find peace, Lord, if we're just believing. I'm talking about that good life. Colors show us what it really means to be beautiful. Whoa. I'm talking about that good life where we all
peace. We don't shut out doors and tear them all to leave, 'cause they're beautiful.
Lightning 100. It's Devin Gilfillian live in studio with The Good Life, and I'm living it right now, being right next to you. Man, it is an like to get be like a foot away from that kind of voice, Devin, and I know you're right next to it. It's really cool. You're even closer than me. That's why I'm always trying to find ways to get our faces like real tight next to each other in the photos. Yeah, you'll see it later on Instagram next time. Now we got to make good. Oh, Devin, are you ready for Rapid Fire 5? It's 5 random questions. Oh. You got to say the first thing that comes to mind. I know. This is the time to sweat. You did the performance.
Coffee.
That was the easy part.
Give me some coffee.
Yeah, you want to get on my level, Devin. All right. When you pick up a guitar, what's the first thing that you play? Is it a chord? Is it a lick? Is it a song? What's the first thing you do? Most people have a go-to. What's yours?
I Forgot to Be Your Lover. William Bell.
Say a word. William Bell.
That's usually, I've been digging into
that. Okay. All right. There it is. Jay, put that mic on. Be ready. If he starts playing stuff, we got to be ready. Okay. Question number 2. Devin Gilfillian is a strong name. Did you ever think in your mind, hey, I could pass with a different first name, and what would it be?
Kokomo.
What? Whoa, Kokomo Gilfillian. All right, so I think we know. All right. Once you're at a point, Devin, I'm so into this. But your Chris Gaines period of your career is Kokomo Gaines.
Kokomo Gaines.
Right. Book it. SNL 2030. Let's do this.
I can rock with that.
Oh, I'd be so into that. Oh my goodness. All right. And now I'm going to give you a chance to recommend something. You can recommend whatever you like to the people. This could be a thought, a behavior, a product, a guitar, whatever. What do you want to recommend to the folks, man?
You know, the first thing that comes to my mind is food, of course, because I'm a fat boy. But
you look great. Come on now.
You fooled me. If you ever get down to Austin, Texas, this is my meal where if I get arrested and I'm on death row and this is my last meal. You know,
the band is losing it. What's the answer going to be right now? I have no idea what this is going to be.
I don't know if it's because they know what's coming or they don't know what's coming.
Okay.
My last meal will be ramen. The miso hot at Ramen Tatsuya.
Really?
It's the best ramen I've had in my life.
Really? And how hot? Is it really?
It's like probably a 6.5 or 7 on the
out of
hot
10?
Scale.
Okay, good. I was like, because I got a 5. That sounds too hot.
It's like a 6. I would say it's a 6. It's not even that hot. You know?
Okay.
But something about that broth, man.
Braced for that.
I know, right?
For some reason. All right. So now I think I know one of them. Say, Devin, you're having your ideal day. What are 2 or 3 things that definitely happen on your ideal day?
You know, I love a bike ride. Would be like amazing. I feel like it's very meditative after I get a little bike ride in. And then, you know, if I can eat some ramen, that'd be great.
Ladies and gentlemen, catch Devin Gilfillian riding his Schwinn to Austin, Texas. This is the tour they are heading out. The rest of the band cruising around with Brothers Osborne. You'll be catching as catch can. No, it's actually starting tomorrow. It's actually starting tomorrow. Check it out online. Follow all the dates. If you're traveling, I know some Nashville folks do weekends in New Orleans. Go ahead and hit that up. That's tomorrow with Brothers Osborne. Tons of dates. DevinGilfillian.com/tour is where all the tour stuff is. Buy some of this new merch. We got a bunch of fashion plates here at the studio. Jay, it's been so much fun. Devin, thank you, man.
Thank you, Jay. And congratulations on the new tunes. And again, Pilgrimage Fest coming up in September. We'll see you down there.
Ooh, baby.
For
it's going to be fun,
sure.
Baby.
Thanks so much for joining us, guys.
Yeah.
Always a blast.
Thank you, Devin. Taylor, John, and Chris, and I have follow-ups on the miso soup thing as well after we're done.
It'll be awesome. Yes. Coming back with some Half Alive right after this here on Lightning 100.